Hey, 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 it's me, Shantae Babbling, or Dr. Babbling. I just want to greet you as we cruise into this next episode. I hope that you are able to enjoy everything that I'm sharing with you. I truly appreciate your presence. You can be anywhere in the world than with me. So I do appreciate these times that we spend together, where we're sitting in the quiet, letting your mind just receive and learn and grow. I don't take that for granted. So that's why I take my time to craft what I have in store for you daily. So I hope you appreciate it. You can also find me on Instagram at Dr. Shantae Inspires. And I'm also on Facebook as Shantae Babbling, also Dr. Babbling. Not hard to find. So if you have any input, leave a voicemail through Anchor. Thank you so much and enjoy this episode. I thought it would only be fair to let you know in this podcast, in these segments, you're taking a deep dive and a look at yourself, who is around you, your unconscious fears that are barriers to your growth, the people around you that may be barriers, your thoughts that might be barriers. So I just want to give you far and fair advanced notice that you will see you. So enjoy the ride. So sometimes fears are born out of experiences, out of some, I would say, childlike fears, meaning traumatic experiences in childhood. And it's so complicated. Like, some of us are emotionally detached, tired, worn out, and simply unavailable because the people in our lives that we needed to be available to us, they simply weren't there due to their own reasons, due to their own purpose. Like an absent father or absent mother or a family relationship that was unsavory. People that have been through hurt and pain and violated in any manner, emotionally, physically, spiritually, I feel like they are very much tied together. In most instances, if you offend one, right, you can offend all. God has taken me to this place of a higher self, and I'm not better than anyone, and I'm not seeing it from that perspective, but he's taken me. This is a painful extraction. He has taken me outside of myself and making me view myself, and it is one of the most painful things I ever had to do. And I have to see life and I have to see people for who they are and not what I want them to be. And that's very difficult for any relationship, for a friendship, for a parental relationship, for a sibling relationship, and even for a marriage. It's hard because sometimes we make mistakes. And we don't want to admit that. We see signs and we see red flags and we ignore them. We try to fast, we try to pray. We ask for God to send us a sign and he sends us 20 and we got an excuse and we fast and pray and it's like a pattern. But we owe it to our offspring, our children. We owe it to our future. We owe it to our destiny to be with who we are meant to be with and not who we settled for. And that's in work, friendship. We can't change our siblings and even our marriages. Self-evaluation is no fun, but it's valuable. Man, being spiritually equally yoked, having the same spiritual belief system, having a similar financial belief system, or if one person is weak in an area, then the other person can be strong. And then those things can complement one another. But we can't build our life on some fake fairy tale. Mostly everything we need to know has been written in our soul already, or has been written in biblical text. And the dichotomy is, the duplicitousness of it is, at what point are we going to align ourselves to the truth that's sitting right in front of our face? Do we hang on to what we need to release because of what's familiar? Do we hang on to what we need to release because we have a unhealthy dependency? What is this really all about? Is it helping me grow? Is this situation helping me grow? Is it helping you grow? Are you a better person because of it? Are you with your prayer partner? Or are you trying to build a relationship around a prayer project? If you're always drained, always explaining yourself, always going over the same points, trying to tell somebody why respecting you is important, then you have to make a freaking decision on what you're going to do. It's not even on God anymore. After he showed you time after time who to be with. You can't be afraid to break off a relationship that you don't need to be in. I'm telling you, hear that small, still voice. Get away. Cleanse your mind. And let the good memories exist. But don't let potential of a person and good memories stop your future and stop you from getting what you know you deserve. It takes courage to not stand for anything less than what you deserve. And I'm going to walk in my truth as I grow in my relationships to accept only what God intended for me. So I want you to reflect on the same thing and think about how some of your patterns, behaviors, and the way you handle things were rooted in toxicity and rooted in fear from unresolved pain in your past. There's no amount of weed you can smoke to make it go away. There's no amount of alcohol to drink that will make it go away. There's no amount of dates or having relations with a person that's gonna make it go away. There's no amount of Facebook searching, seeking, YouTube, internet that's gonna make it go away. You're really going to have to do the work. And doing the work, it's no fun. You're not gonna post that picture on Facebook, let me tell you. So it's really just hearing that still small voice. Even when you don't see the answer, well, what I'm trying to say is hearing that still small voice and just walking closer to the truth. Walk closer to the truth. Each day you don't lie to yourself.
You'll get closer and closer to the plan that's lined out and laid out for you to complete. So just sit in the quiet. Sit in the quiet. Tune out the noise. Tune out the distractions. And when people's unconscious hurt come to smother you, you stand strong with the oxygen mask of truth, and you just stand firm on what you know in your soul and in your spirit that you need to do. Uncovering your fears so we can release these talents and have a heart-centered and a gift-centered life. Well, I do have a request for you. This is the closing of my podcast. My request to you is that you would leave a voicemail on my podcast about what topics you're interested in. Also, leave a voicemail on my podcast if you would like to collaborate. It's super easy. I just found out today that I can send a link to one of my friends to be a part of the recording. I am not too clear. I'm not a techie, but I'm learning as I go, okay? So, that's all I ask of you, is to contribute in that way. And if you want to also contribute financially or just share my podcast with someone, if you think it'll make a positive difference in their life, feel free to share it. You know, one of the things when you pursue your talent, there's a lot of give back and a lot of groundwork. I've done a lot of groundwork to call myself an expert fear facer. I've done a lot of groundwork. I have a lot of stories, and I know that it's my talent to express these things to you guys. And I know I didn't go through it for no reason, right? So what I'm trying to say is this. This is my way of giving back. You know, there's an old school song, you can't be God's given no matter how you try. I'm not currently getting paid for this, but this is my way of giving back to the world, and not just taking, not just being a consumer, just giving these truths and these wisdoms that maybe one day my family members could listen to, or my daughters could listen to. When I'm no longer here, that's something that they can hold on to forever. And I want a legend. I want a legacy of that. Speaking wisdom and joy, you know. I'm a pretty funny person, I think. Because you have to learn how to laugh through pain. Because, you know, at the end, you know, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So be encouraged. Thank you for your support. Many blessings to you from Dr. Shante Bagley.